Welcome to the Level Up Podcast. I'm your host, Paul Alex. I went from being a cop to an eight-figure entrepreneur that helps average people like you and me make money every single day. I created this podcast to help you get motivated and to crush your goals. Let's win together. Remember, I have your six. Get ready to level up right now. All right, guys, so today we're going to be discussing a topic many aspiring entrepreneurs face. Even I faced it, guys. And it's dealing with family members who don't believe in your business ideas. So let's get into how to handle the situation with grace and determination. So starting a business is challenging enough without adding the added pressures of family skepticism, guys. So when those closest to you doubt your dreams, it can be disheartening. Trust me, I've been there. But it's important to remember that their doubts often stem from a place of concern and love. So they want what's best for you and may not understand the entrepreneurial path, okay? So let's break it down. First, let's recognize that you don't need everyone's approval to succeed in life, okay? Your vision, your passion are what matters the most. If you believe in your idea, that belief will drive you forward. Use your skepticism as fuel to prove them wrong, guys, and show them what you're capable of. You gotta set boundaries to protect your mental and emotional well-being. It's okay to distance yourself from negative influences. Trust me, I had to separate myself from a ton of negative influences as I was leveling up every single year, even in law enforcement, even in corporate America. So even if your family is being a negative influence, you can love them from afar, guys. So you got to surround yourself with supportive people who share your vision and encourage your growth. This doesn't mean you have to cut ties with your family, but instead limit conversations about your business if they always lead to negativity. So love them from afar, but give everyone grace, okay? You got to show them love. So understand that them doubting you comes from their perspective and experiences, not yours. So show them patience, compassion, but stay firm in your commitment to your goals. Over time, as they see your dedication and progression, their attitudes will change, guys. Not may, but will. And look, communication is key here, guys. So share your plans and progression with them in a way that highlights your dedication and the steps that you're taking to succeed. Sometimes seeing the effort and thought that you're putting into your business can actually alleviate some of their concerns. However, be prepared for the possibility that they may not fully understand and support your vision, and that's okay, guys, all right? Your vision is for you. It's you versus you. Focus on your why. Remember yourself why you started this journey in the first place. Like for me, my why was my mother. Even though she was a little bit negative in the very beginning about starting my side hustle and entrepreneur, even when I wanted to be a cop, I still went for it. And now she's like, mijo, you're the best. Your passion, dreams, and impact you want to make should be your guiding force. Let your why be stronger than your any doubt or criticism in your face. And lastly, you gotta celebrate the small wins, guys. So each milestone you achieve is a testament to your hard work and determination. Share these victories with your family, not to seek their approval, but to show them that you're making progression and that your business is viable, okay? So in conclusion, so dealing with family doubt requires a balance of determination, grace, and boundaries. You gotta believe in yourself, stay focused on your goals, and surround yourself with positivity. Over time, your success will speak for itself, and you may just win them over with your achievements, guys. Okay? Trust me, I've been there. I've done it. So thank you for tuning in to the Level Up Podcast. If you found value in today's episode, please subscribe, leave a review, and share with someone who might benefit from this message. And remember, your journey is your own, and you have the power to make it a success. So until next time, I'm Paul Alex, encouraging you to stay true to your vision and handle doubt with grace. Take care. Thanks for listening up to the Level Up Podcast. If you enjoyed today's episode, make sure to share with a family, friend, and everyone you know who's ready to level up. Leave a 5-star review on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you tune in. It really helps spreading the word. And don't forget to check out officialpaulalex.com for more episodes and resources to kickstart your journey. Let's level up together.